Coming up, can kindness make our country great again?
Welcome to Having It All, Lifestyles of the Rich and Conscious with Marbeth Dunn. Featuring experts and pioneers in health, wealth, relationships, and spirituality. Creating a happier, healthier, wealthier you. And now, here's our host, Marbeth Dunn.
On Having It All today, we have Jill Lublin, internationally renowned speaker on the topics of publicity, kindness, referrals, and networking. Jill is a master strategist on how to capture the attention of the media and increase your visibility. Her latest book, Prophet of Kindness, is a practical guide that teaches you how to connect with others using the global asset known as kindness. Oh, Jill Lublin, I am so thrilled to have you on Having It All Radio.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Jill, you seem to have it all. You speak all over the world on the media, publicity, and on kindness. How did all this come about? What's your story?
Well, thank you. You know, I've got three other books, and they're about publicity and networking, on how to get referrals. And one day I was with my 82-year-old friend, now 83, and at the time she, you know, I've frankly known her for 20 years and have been helping her a lot. And one of the things she said to me one day is, you know, Jill, thank you so much. You're so kind, and I really appreciate all your help. She said, wouldn't it be nice if we had a new kind of currency in life? And that's the currency of kindness. And I just, you know, when you have those moments, Marbeth, and someone says something to you, well, that was the something for me that she said, which was powerful and potent and like, oh my God, this is it. And that was it. And that actually started me on this book, The Prophet of Kindness. I went to a publisher and they said yes, and Prophet of Kindness was born. I'm so grateful.
So now, are you teaching kindness to corporations?
I am. Isn't that a wonderful thing to teams and corporations? And isn't that wonderful?
It is amazing. So tell me some of your success stories with kindness.
Well, you know, here, talk about corporate. Let me tell you one from Prophet of Kindness, because we have such beautiful stories. And that is a young man who called Panera Bread Company, and they have franchises all over. And his grandmother was dying in the hospital, and she wanted clam chowder, except that it was Tuesday, and Panera doesn't make clam chowder on Tuesday, and that's what the woman behind the desk told the young man. And he said, you know, but my grandmother's dying, and it's one of her requests, and what are you going to say to that, right? Well, the woman who was, you know, there that day said the right thing, and that is, I'm going to make you the clam chowder, and she did. You know, so sometimes to be kind, you violate policy and you do the right thing, the kind thing. Well, that kind thing, you know, I'm in publicity. I'm always looking at how do things affect your reputation, your bottom line, and impact, right? And guess what? That piece of what she did created a 300 and over 320,000 likes. It went viral. It's gone all around the world. What a beautiful thing that did in her being kind. Very powerful.
It's so powerful. And then look at what happened with United Airlines and that whole tragedy, you know, dragging someone off the plane and someone who was a paying passenger breaking his teeth and his nose and giving him a concussion just to try to put some of their employees on the plane. That could have been handled so differently, could have been handled with kindness.
Oh boy, yes. And now, great, you know, here's the point. When things aren't handled with kindness, they're getting really bad PR. They're being slammed everywhere and terrible. And, you know, the CEOs had to apologize multiple times and people still aren't buying it. So kindness works in business, proven again and again with corporate, with individuals, with small businesses. when you are kind, you have better customers, you have happier employees, you have people inside of the company who generate more productivity, you have a better reputation and better publicity. It's just proven again and again. So how wonderful is that?
It's so wonderful. And I deliberately use the title, Can Kindness Make Our Country Great Again, for this segment, because, as you know, this election was so divisive.
Big time. Big time. And, you know, it's funny. I thought it was a wonderful blessing that my book came out literally 2 days after Trump's inauguration. Isn't that a great thing, right?
Absolutely.
2 days. And there was no accident in that, I'm sure. And I remember being, you know, I've had 5 Fox News Network, you know, so far interviews. Additionally, I've had over 45 wonderful radio and podcast interviews just like this. I've been on, you know, Fortune Small Business and Forbes and Inc. Magazine and CEO Magazine. Why? Because kindness is needed so much in this time.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we're looking at, really, is the power of kindness and what it does for others, but also especially in this time of intense, you know, political, shall we say, things that are stimulating other problems like hatred and more discrimination, more prejudice. Well, even more important time to be kind.
Absolutely. I have to interject. Right after the election, I felt so much anxiety. I'm empathic, and as so many other people are, and I didn't know what was wrong. I kept trying to tap in. None of my tools were working, and it just went on for a couple of weeks, and finally, I asked, is this mine? And I got a resounding no, it wasn't mine. That anxiety was the collective that I was tapping into, feeling the fear and the frustration and the anger. And so, like with kindness, I just went into my heart and I just beamed out love and peace. And instantly I felt more peaceful. And that was the same thing. It's just sharing that kindness, sharing that love. It's what we need to counteract any anxiety that we're feeling. So I love your book. I'm so excited about it.
Well, thank you for that. And, you know, kindness is key right now. And in Profit of Kindness, I talk about rocks, ROK, instead of ROI, right? Because everyone's always concerned about, oh, we got to get ROI on our investment. Well, if you got ROK and on your investment, you're doing even better. What a blessing that is, right? I'll share with you some rocks, what I call ROK, which are our sevenfold path to kindness, right? And one of them, for instance, is flexibility, right? You have to be flexible in today's world. You must be flexible. It's so key. We have to have gratitude. We have to have patience. These are all return on kindness words that are rocks and will help us, you know, create a foundation for what's next. So important. So those are some examples. And yeah, in this time, even more than ever, I think kindness is so, so essential and key for success.
Of course. So kindness is the new path to success.
There you go. Yes, yes, yes.
I love it. I love it. But I also want to hear a little more of your story. I'd like to find out, what's your life story? You didn't just instantly step on the world stage and become this internationally renowned speaker and publicist and a major media master. We'll be back to our show in just a moment. Would you agree that the current state of the world is angry, chaotic, turbulent, and possibly insane? And that's not even mentioning everyone's personal issues. We all need miracles, and now is the time. I'm Marbeth Dunn, the Miracle Mama. Imagine a river of miracles flowing into your life, bringing harmonious relationships, better health, prosperity, clarity, peace of mind, and a deep sense of joy. What if you could know all your needs are being met and feel calm and peaceful even in the midst of turbulent change. Get your free guide now, 7 Easy Ways to Harness the Power of Miracles, at miracles101.com. That's miracles101.com, and live your miraculous life.
Well, you know, from probably a very dysfunctional childhood where I really wasn't seen for who I was, this highly creative being, also very spiritually based, none of that was really fanned, F-A-N-N-E-D, like, you know, to fan a fire. And I, you know, the good news for me as a child is that I was smart and I somehow managed to get through my childhood of very highly dysfunctional parents. And then I became this overly responsible kid because, frankly, I had a mother who was very neglectful and really not present for me. So with that, I think became the always looking for how could I help people? How could I survive this? And, you know, sort of found my way to actually, funny enough, I really wanted to go to law school. And I thought somehow that going to law school not only would make me the first person in my family to graduate college, which is something and a wonderful accomplishment that I wanted, but it would also help me to help others in a way that would really work. And so I ended up going to a year law school and, funny enough, got to law school and got really sick that year, which told me this was not the right place for me to be, you know? So that was it. And I actually dropped out of law school, much to my father's chagrin. And I said I was going to be an entrepreneur. And he said to me, "What is it and how do you spell it?" I'm still figuring out the "what is it" part, but I do know how to spell it now. And I actually started working in the music business, which was very good for my creative soul and spirit. And I loved it and spent many years helping musical artists and also working for an independent record labels. And I loved it, you know?
Yeah.
So what a joy that was. And well, after that, I ended up doing and really starting to focus more on the power of helping others through promotion, publicity. I started my own publicity agency. At that time, then I got tapped on the shoulder to write a book with J. Conrad Levinson, who's amazing, beautiful spirit, and really all about the guerrilla marketing series. And he wanted me to write a book on guerrilla publicity. And, well, that book did really well. And my publisher asked me what every author wants to hear, and that is, "What's your next book?" And my next book was on referrals. I went to McGraw-Hill, you know, and then this book on kindness came to me. And this is really more my next step in my work.
I can feel that, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So that's exciting.
Well, in some ways, I think the kindness is overarching. It overshadows all of the other assets that you have. They can all benefit from kindness.
Absolutely. Yes.
And so when you're networking with people, when you are working with companies, working with employees, don't you find that the kindness, that extra respect that people have for each other adds to a harmonious workplace and has so many different benefits?
It's so important in the workplace. The reality is when your employees are kinder to each other, you know, and like flexibility was one of the big things that employees want right now. They want to do more of their own schedule, and that's important that companies provide that. And harmonious workplaces, you know, frankly, corporate isn't known for that.
No.
And so one of the things I'm being brought in is to reestablish that harmonious workplace and to make it so that people really do feel that.
Interesting. So have you worked in corporate before or just as a consultant?
Well, you know, I've worked more in corporate as a consultant. I was brought in, for example, to Philips Corporation, more in PR. So how wonderful is that? And this one seems to be an opening for, you know, more on the idea of kindness in the workplace, which I'm just delighted by. I mean, if you actually look at mission statements now and annual reports, they're using that word kindness. I mean, happiness was hot last year, and kindness, I think, is going to take over this year, which is very exciting and wonderful.
It is, you know, and at one point, I think people would have looked at kindness as being very weak, as being very soft and non-professional.
Well, it's sort of actually the reverse of it. And now when I say kindness, I don't mean, you know, roll over. I don't mean not have boundaries. You got to have boundaries. I think that's important.
Sure.
You got to know what your policies are as both a company and as a person, you know, with
sure.
your family, with your own time, with your self-care. All important, by the way. You know, so all of this is key, and boundaries are important. And, you know, treating others well is so key. And in this kindness model that Prophet of Kindness puts out, we do have boundaries, we have policies, we have procedures, and they're done kindly. And I think people are making new decisions about who they want to work with based on company's kindness, company's principles, company's ethics. And the United case is a great example of that. My dear friend, who, by the way, teaches communication in corporations, she said to me, she canceled her United visa and she called up customer service and she says, I'm canceling this for a year. And I want you to know it's because of what happened on the United flight.
Very interesting. I mean, that certainly highlighted the necessity.
Exactly.
To kindness.
Exactly.
It was horrifying. So basically, we need to be kinder to ourselves. Doesn't kindness begin with how we treat ourselves?
Well, I think so. I mean, everything begins with how you treat yourself, right? Meaning, you've got to look into who are you being on a daily basis. And, you know, Marbeth, everyone talks about random acts of kindness. And I just want to say, I'm on a new movement, and that's to create conscious acts of kindness.
Ooh,
you know,
I love it.
Yeah. do something every day, at least one thing that is a conscious act of kindness, that is a giving back out into the world in a way that's, you know, far better.
I love that. So when we are remembering to be consciously kind to ourselves and to others, giving and receiving are the same spiritually. So as we are kinder to each other, we're also receiving that on a more spiritual or energetic level, we're receiving that kindness ourselves. It's a loving energy. And I think that love is the highest form of interaction that can possibly be. And kindness, of course, comes from love. So I think that we are experiencing that energy exchange of kindness, especially when we are consciously reaching out to be kind to each other. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, I all of a sudden I'm writing this book on kindness, and it you know, sort of occurs to me that, wow, that means I'm responsible in that way, right? To lead a movement, to talk to people about kindness, to be more kind every day. And, you know, it does take vigilance and effort and focus to do this. It's not just like, oh, you know, we roll out of bed and like, wow, we feel great every day. I do think there, you know, there are days you just, to practice kindness really takes an even more expanded way of being. And so the great news is that in that practice, I think we become better humans. You know, in that practice of patience, of positivity is another word, of kindness that we talk about in Prophet of Kindness, in compassion, another important return on kindness principle, that we become better people in each moment. And this does require focus. It does require effort. And if what it, you know, what it returns is the opportunity to be so much better individually and collectively as a human race.
And what do we do when we are triggered and we want to maintain kindness?
Well, one of the things I recommend is, especially when triggered, don't react. So I would say don't send that email, that text. Don't respond. You know, we do not have to, contrary to popular belief, because we're such a reactive society, you get a text, you're supposed to respond, right? Well, guess what? You don't have to respond. I don't know who made, you know, these are not the rules. The rules are you respond as appropriate for when you can respond and when it's appropriate to respond. And that may not be immediately. So my general idea is don't react quickly. I mean, you know, if you want to do it and go on and move on, that's one thing. But if it's triggering you, if it's bringing up something, I say, let's wait. And, you know, the other truth is sometimes you just got to communicate things appropriately. That this is a important moment to communicate this to you. Here's what I'm noticing. Here's what I'm feeling. And, you know, of course, just take responsibility for your own self. Because that's all we can control ever. Our own kindness, our own self, our own self-care. And to me, that's the distinction.
Absolutely. Wow. I know that you have a free gift for our listeners, a publicity crash course.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful audio download of great things you can do to get your publicity going. And I think it really makes a huge difference for others.
Well, I know that you are a media mogul.
Oh, thank you.
And I think this is absolutely an amazing gift. And you'll have complete access to the link for this gift, the link for Jill's books, and how to access her on social media, our website. All of that information will be available on her show page on havingitallradio.com. And so I just wanted you to know that Jill's information is freely available to you, and she has a treasure trove of information. You're going to learn so much from her. So, Jill, I'm just really enjoying this so much. Do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our audience?
Thank you, Marbeth, and thank you for the opportunity to be here. I really... You know, one of the things, having worked in media for so many years and continuing that, I really believe that we are messengers. And so I really ask each of your listeners to look at what is your message and then to know that your message matters. So that is one thing I'd leave you all with, that, and to keep being kind.
I definitely think kindness is a huge message, and I'm so thrilled. There are no accidents, and I think kindness can make our country great again.
Absolutely.
So thank you so very much for being on our show, and perhaps you'll come back and join us a later time.
Thank you, Marbeth. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Join Marbeth next week on The Having It All Show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Conscious. Visit thehavingitallshow.com now to learn more about Marbeth and her special guests and download your free report.